I'm looking over our text. And if you ever want to text the show about whatever's on your mind, it's 1-800-330-9999. You could call that number or you can text it and it'll come directly to us. So I'm looking at the text and there's a funny text from a woman named Karen. And then after she signed her name Karen, she put in parentheses, the good kind of Karen. And I like thought to myself, how sad.
Yeah.
This woman has lived her entire life with like no issues whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
And now all of a sudden society has made her shame her name that she feels like whenever she has to reach out to people, she has to explain that she's a good Karen and not a bad Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're the victim of circumstances like that. Right. I mean, she's made a million choices in her life up until this moment that she texted you. I'm sure some good, some bad, but her name was never the reason that you put her in one box, one category versus the other.
And it's true. Like, if you think about it, every time you meet a Karen now, you like pause. And it's so right. Terrible. Yeah. Like, society has ruined their name and it's like a normal name.
And sometimes you meet one, though, and they fit the category immediately.
Well, you automatically assume, too, which isn't cool. I don't know. I was trying to think about it. I was like, there's some names that you have to feel unfortunate for because society has just ruined them.
Oh, no question. I mean, I could play that game. You want to play that game?
Yeah.
Becky with the good hair.
Becky. Yeah.
Becky is a trollop.
Yeah.
All right. I know a lot of Beckys. And the truth is every Becky that I know, they're really, really, really sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You come around Queen Bee, you're a trollop. All right.
Whenever I hear the name Becky, I always think, oh, my God.
Becky
look at her butt.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
that's a good one.
And I always assume that that's the same Becky that Beyonce's talking about.
It is the same Becky, isn't
right?
it? You know, you said Karen. What about Darren? Darren is the guy Karen. That's exactly what it is right now. Or Ken. I feel like Ken is bad.
Yeah.
Because Ken, I look at you like a toy. You're Ken from the Barbie world. Speaking of names, there's Barbie too. Barbie's been ruined forever. But
right.
I think of Ken from the Barbie world and I just look at him as somebody that's plastic, as fake. That's what I assume about him. A pretty boy or whatever. A
couple guys that I know that their name are Kenneth.
Yeah.
We call them Kenny.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because they don't want to be called Ken because of Ken.
Well, Kenny G
Barbie.
Is cool.
Kenny
so he
G's
makes
cool.
up for any of the
yeah.
problem with Kenneth.
Right.
Chucky. The Chucky doll, right? Nobody calls anybody Chucky anymore. Charles?
No.
Nobody calls anybody Chucky.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Uh-huh. Surrey. Actually, nobody really names their kid Surrey, I guess, except for...
nobody.
Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. Their daughter's name is Surrey.
Oh, right.
Right.
Right. Flo, like progressive Florence. I mean, that name's been out for a while.
I mean, like, Flo Rida seems fine. I feel like he's not really dealing with the bad repercussions of his name.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Roxanne. Because every time you name your kid Roxanne, anytime anybody ever runs into her, they're going to be like, Roxanne!
And then you immediately have to take a shot.
Right. And then, of course, there's Richard.
Okay.
But I feel like the yeah. English language did that to Richard and not time or pop culture.
Poor Richard. Why is it trending? It's the top three things trending on Twitter from over the weekend and, you know, why they're actually trending.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Raven, why do you think Carrie Underwood is trending?
She probably did something saying something. She's pregnant?
Nope. Carrie Underwood returned for the 9th season as Sunday Night Football's opening theme singer.
Okay.
So everybody was debating on Twitter whether the song was awesome or terrible.
Oh, boy.
And it was either that you were passionate one way or the other and nobody was in the middle. Which struck me as odd because I was in the middle.
You know, you got to play it for me because I haven't heard it because my wife doesn't allow me to watch football past 7. If I get to 7, I've already been lucky at that point. At that point, I'll never get to see the night game on Sunday night.
All right, here it is. Waiting all day for Sunday night. Oh my, what a night is
finally here. Sunday night football's kicking into high gear. All right. I mean, it seems pretty straightforward.
Right.
It's Carrie Underwood talking about football.
The funny part is that I guess they're going to tailor it every week to the matchups. I'm not sure how that works.
To change like
yeah.
a couple lines as to, you know,
exactly.
something to do with the teams or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't understand what the big deal is.
People are adverse to change, man. They get fired up about nothing. All right.
What a change. She's been doing it for 9 years. Like, what the? I don't understand.
I remember when she took over, everybody was so upset because Hank Williams used to do it or whatever. And, you know, I don't know. Every year, people need something to complain about. Don't you? you know that by now, Anna.
I guess. All right, also trending over the weekend, the Emmys. Raven, why do you think the Emmys were trending?
Because they happened.
Yep. Big winners of the night, Ted Lasso, The Crown, Queen's Gambit. All the big winners went to streaming services.
Okay.
Netflix had the most with 44 Emmys, but falling under the umbrella of the Emmys last night,
yes,
trending was Rita Wilson. Why do you think Rita Wilson was trending?
Because she's awesome and Tom Hanks' partner, and they're pretty much the de facto president and first lady of the country.
Also because she rapped.
Oh.
Okay.
Good.
Yep. She joined Cedric the Entertainer, LL Cool J, Lil Dicky, and they did an opening performance of Biz Markie's Just a Friend.
Nice.
It was nice. Here's Rita Wilson rapping, though.
Oh, I don't need to have so much TV.
Oh, man. Rita Wilson kind of brought it, right? She is an artist.
I feel like she's better than her son, Chet Hanks.
Or did she get pointers from him?
I don't know. Also trending under the umbrella of Emmys was Seth Rogen. Why do you think he was trending?
I don't know. He probably said something about something.
A few reasons. One, his Emmys outfit, which included an orange blazer, brown pants, actually looked fantastic. Really looked really great.
Wow.
Yep. And he called out the Emmys and said this.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. It's more important that we have three chandeliers than that we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight.
Oh, don't kill Eugene Levy.
No.
I love that guy.
And as a side note, Jason Sudeikis, he won for Ted Lasso, and he gets better looking every day.
What a year for him, huh?
Yeah, just something about him gets more attractive all the time.
Wow, congratulations.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 On our text line, Raven, if you tuck your shirt into your underwear, that's all I need to know about you. Who does that?
You know what? Listen, if it's really, really, really cold, all right, you're going multiple layers. I always get confused as to what it is you're supposed to do when you've got the underwear and the long johns and stuff like that on, you know, when it hits wintertime.
Yeah.
If you're going out to, you know, do sledding or skiing or something like that, you want to be warm. It's all about layers.
Yeah, but you don't put it in your mutans. You put it in the underwear.
If
the
I think it'll
johns.
Gain me a couple of degrees, I would. I'm okay. Just saying I'm not against it.
All right, all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Call, text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you steal a town's phone booth and you know it's their pride and joy, that's all I need to know about you.
Phone booths are cool, and you don't find them very many places. Mm-hmm. Thievery is thievery. Where did it happen?
Someone stole a town's phone booth, and they're very sad. Here's a couple of the residents talking about what had happened.
Mm.
We are in Cope, Colorado.
We have about 56 people that reside in the town of Cope. We have a post office. We have two churches.
And no phone booth. That was a significant piece of our town history.
We would appreciate it if we would ever get it back.
All right, questions I have.
56 people, huh?
Yeah.
So and two churches.
Nobody can
agree on everything.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I go, do you have to pick a side? Like, when you decide 100%. That you're going to live there, are you going to go to the church on the left or the church on the right? And on Sundays or whatever day that you go, does everybody go solemnly to their own churches? And if you don't go to church, you miss a week.
Well, that's the thing.
Everybody knows.
Well, here's the thing that I'm wondering, too, is what about the family who doesn't go to church at all?
Well,
I mean, they're just pariahs. I tell you right now where to look for that phone booth, all right? Because vengeance is theirs.
You think the people that don't go to church are the ones that stole the phone booth? Well, I mean, it would make sense.
Let's just ask Jesus.
I don't know.
What Jesus thinks, all right?
How do you steal a phone booth? Like, you have to plot that because it's like that doesn't fit in the back of a hatchback.
No,
you gotta
have
a pickup with you.
Yeah, it's gonna require a chain. You're gonna need a few people to pick that thing up, no question.
And
right?
Where do you put it?
Better off at that point if you're putting in that much effort. Why don't you just steal the local ATM?
I don't know if they have that. They don't have that.
Well,
it might be
right.
In the church basement.
You might be right.
Yeah.
If you get married less than 2 weeks after it is that you've broken up from a 3 to 4 year relationship, that's all I need to know about you. Mm-hmm. I typically don't get involved or even listen really to the happenings of my other friends' relationships. I mean, we're all adults here, right? And there's two sides to every story whenever you hear it. I ran into a friend over the last week, and she surprisingly told me that her and her guy had broken up. I know them both, known them pretty well for a long time. It was surprising to me, but, you know, at the same time, again, in your mind, you say, again, things happen. You don't know. You're not living in that house. And then she tells me that he got married. less than 2 weeks after they broke up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need me to tell you what happened?
Got married.
You want me to tell you what happened, Raven?
No,
Need me to paint you a picture of what happened in this situation?
No, I don't. But I'm just saying it's insane. That is insane, right?
That's all I need to know about you.
And she broke up with him. So yeah. This is what's crazy to me.
Because he had been cheating on her with this other woman the whole time.
But unbeknownst to her the entire time, and then he married her.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly that's not the time to go ahead and be like, yes, let's get married.
Sometimes you hear these stories and you it's like they're so unbelievable, but they happen. They happen so often, right?
It's crazy.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I mean, the whole nation has been captivated with what happened to Gabby Petito. I mean, every conversation you have, everybody has a different theory on what happened along that route. It's terrible.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's tragic now. And to see this conclusion, which, you know, at this point is not 100%, I guess, but it's pretty much there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, obviously, there's other missing people any day of the week, any day of the year here in this country. And there's a lot of things that are going on. But some stories you just feel more than others. You see your children in somebody else's children's faces. And and it's tragic whether you're close to it or not. You know, you got your whole life ahead of you when you're that age.
Right. So she and her fiance, Brian Laundrie, they were on a road trip visiting like several national parks. They were documenting their journey on social media. And then her fiance, he shows up back at his parents' house in Florida without her. Now, her parents didn't hear from her. He refused to talk about what had happened. And then a nationwide search began to find her. And last night, officials held a press conference, and here's what they said.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito. Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time.
It's terrible. It's every parent.
And now he's
nightmare.
Now he's in a swamp somewhere.
And he's gone. So Here's the thing is that he was home and I don't understand. I mean, there's so many questions, but He disappeared too. So he left his parents' house. His parents said that they don't know where he went, where he is. And now there's like a search all over trying to find him. And he's been MIA for like a week now.
You know, we've been talking about it just like everybody else in every office and every room and text lines and as updates come. And, you know, listen, you want to believe your kids no matter what. Even if your kid has been involved in something terrible, there are many people that will still love that child. They'll try and understand what happened. They'll never understand, but they still want to stand by their child. The biggest question to me is when do the parents become liable? The police go into the house on Friday night looking to talk with him, looking to arrest him, looking whatever they were doing, looking to have a conversation with him, and only then find out that he's been gone since Tuesday on a house that they've been paying attention to. And I'm sure they told him, don't go anywhere, when they had a conversation with him earlier in the week.
Right.
So where are the parents? Where does their liability begin and end when it says, we didn't notify anybody that he left? I mean, in my mind, that says you gave him a head start. What other materials did you provide him? The car was still in the driveway. I mean, did you give him cash? Did you give him weapons? What is it that you provided for your son before he left? Because I don't even care if your bedroom's down in the basement. If you leave through the sliding glass door, you know somebody left your house.
See, this is where the conversation comes in that I've had with like a lot of my girlfriends, too. It's like, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think bad things happened, you know, because obviously she loved him enough that she would go on this trip with him. Like they were fine all this time. Sure, they had some problems along the way, but I think that this is just a sad situation all around. And I don't know if we're ever going to know the full story.
I mean, the benefit of the doubt, it would go a long way if he had shown up.
He
had told the authorities, told her family, gave her family the peace to say, this terrible thing happened, and this is where you're going to find her. Well, and this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the lives are over one way or the other. His life is over. His family's life is ruined. Everybody's life is over. They're ruined at this point.
Well, let's see how this all plays out. Hopefully the Petito family finds some closure and our hearts go out to them.
It's terrible.
Yep.
Time to find out how many laws Raven broke this weekend.
That's the sound of the police.
What'd you do this weekend? I don't understand how you get away with all this stuff. Doesn't make sense to me.
You know what? It was actually a pretty tame weekend. So my wife was gone this weekend, and that is a perfect opportunity for me to do yard work. That way I don't have to deal with her criticizing everything that I'm doing over my shoulder while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So we always have a lot of contention about, you know, cutting the trees back from the fence line. So we've got beautiful fencing all the way around the house, and you've got to maintain it. You got to keep the trees off of it, or else it gets nasty and all that. And so, you know, every once in a while, a year, every other year or so, you got to cut the stuff back. And my wife is always worried about our privacy. You lost all our privacy. You took all our privacy. Even though in the wintertime we have no privacy, all the leaves come down anyways at that point. So it's the perfect time to cut back all the trees. Here's the thing. They're on the other side of the fence. So that requires trespassing.
Okay.
Now, there's different discussions as to where the property line actually lies.
Okay.
All right. And which trees are mine and which trees are theirs. You know, from the sky up is mine. But, you know, but when I get on the other side, it's their property. The good news is that neighbor that I have that I was trespassing all over their lawn. Two things. Number one, they weren't in town this weekend. Nice. Number two,
okay,
he's always told me, cut down whatever you want, because he's retired. He doesn't want to pay for anything.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really care. He does have cameras now, though. So I'm not sure what will bother him and won't bother him, but I think I'm going to get away with that one.
I'm concerned about the fact that you trespassed on your neighbor's property because it wasn't there to cut down trees that didn't belong to you while you were shirtless and wearing knee-high socks.
I don't want to get no poison ivy, so I had the high socks on.
But you wore the high socks, but no shirt. Boots,
no shirt. It was really hot and humid, man. Really, really hot when you're cutting that stuff down. Mm. Then we're cutting it all down, and my buddy is trying to get my other little chainsaw. I've got the electric chainsaw on the pole, you know, to reach up into the trees. And he's got my other little chainsaw, which has been started once in the last, like, 3 years. After 20 minutes of trying to get that thing started, he gave up. So he just starts shoving all the branches into the back of his truck to take it to the dump for us, right? Except he can't cut it up. So now there's branches hanging off the sides of it. And I'm talking like 8, 10 feet. I mean, it was as wide as a two-lane road. And I'm like, listen, man, I think we should probably clip those back. He's like, no. We'll just tie it down. It'll be fine. And I swear to God, he must have been scratching paint off other people's cars. By the way, he gets all the way over to the dump. That dump was closed, too. What kind of dump closes at 2:30?
All of them.
This is why retired people love the dump, because they're the only people that are allowed to go during those hours.
True. So trespassing,
yep,
taking out people's windows and taking paint off their cars and with all the
two
branches.
Illegal tie downs with the truck. But I mean, relatively mild weekend, actually. I'm
things considered for you, not so bad.
And the fence looks fantastic. And my wife is pissed.
The real crime is you being without a shirt, wandering around your neighbor's yard while they have cameras watching you while they're on vacation.
It's so funny that my mental image of myself is still so much more youthful, and this stomach doesn't exist.
Oh. I'd be more concerned with the back hair.
Then I catch a mirror. Wow.
On our text line, I cried like a baby when my youngest son, who is now 32 years old, graduated from elementary school. I get that, 100%. I cried on Dakota's first day of preschool. I cried for a plethora of reasons. I cried, one, because I wasn't there, and then I always feel like the absentee mom that, like, because I missed the first day of school ever for my baby.
It just proves that you don't love your children.
Thank you, Raven. Yep. Thank you very much.
That'll make it feel better.
Uh-huh. and then I cried when Hayden started middle school, because all I kept thinking is, oh my God, now she's going to go to high school, and then she's going to go to college, and she's going to leave me.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
You came in talking about that. You were like, oh no, I've been really upset, and you're actively trying to get her to not go away for college now.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's the ridiculous reason why you cried? I hosted a shower for my best friend. She's getting married, and this was the bridal shower, and my mom is there, and I don't cry. Actually, I should probably stop saying that, because lately, I don't know what is wrong with me.
Mm.
I cry all the time, and I don't know what my problem is.
Your cold, dark heart is now opening up. There's a fissure in the outside outer shell.
Yeah.
And now, actually, emotion is seeping through. Yeah, you definitely should seek help for that. Yeah.
It's just, I don't like it. It's not me. But so, I'm at the bridal shower.
I don't like it. Emotion.
And I'm so worried about, like, the food and the guests and the logistics that I don't think about, like, who's going to give the speech. Well, obviously, I have to give the speech. I'm the matron of honor.
You were the organizer.
Yeah.
And you're Anna Zapp. Like, I mean, people expect that from you.
I got up there.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, I wasn't prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, is not me.
It's so hard to do this speech about somebody that you care about when you're unprepared. You will just start to bawl.
Well, here's what I realized. I had been preparing for what I'm going to say at her wedding.
Yeah.
And I knew that because I was unprepared, I was going to have to give it at the bridal shower. And for some reason, that made me so upset that I just started crying. And I hear my mom in the back go, Anna!
Right. Get She's yourself like, together.
Pull it together, Anna. Yeah.
We're not even past appetizers.
Yeah. And I just stood there and I cried. And then, of course, when you're in a room full of ladies, now they're all crying.
Right.
I'm talking
now
about
everybody's got to cry.
What a good
We're
friend she
good
was.
Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes you just cry. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the ridiculous reason why you started crying?
So I watched the Field of Dreams baseball game, mm-hmm. and just listening to Kevin Costner talk made me cry, and then I went back and watched the movie and like cried through the whole thing too, like a baby.
I think there's a lot of grown men that probably did the exact same thing.
I don't get it, man. Yeah. I mean, it was a sweet movie, and you know, I get triggered on stuff like that. That's, you know, you and your dad and the memories. But the game, it looked like a cool place to play a game and see a game. But other than that, it didn't bring the tears.
It came out of a cornfield, Raven.
Yeah.
They wore old-timey uniforms.
Listen, at one point, Yankee Stadium was a parking lot, too. You know, there was a building on top of it prior to it. Something always was something else. I mean, I don't cry in cornfields.
Okay.
I think she got it right. The old-timey uniforms, it just does it to you.
So people dress up like the old times? It makes you cry? That makes no sense.
Well, the whole thing is like it's like full circle. I don't know.
Back to when life was simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually remember one time when you cried, Raven.
Oh, yeah?
Remember when I do you remember? Because I laughed in your face.
Which time?
I'll fill you in. That's going to be coming up next. I don't know what's been happening lately. I've always been really, like, even. I very rarely cry.
Hard as iron. Really? Really? You've always been even? That's the word
even.
You're going to use?
Like, I don't get super emotional about things.
Yeah, at all. Right.
But lately, I keep crying. And I'm like, what is my problem? And I cry about the most ridiculous things.
Toughen up, lady. Toughen up.
1-800-330-9999. What was the last most ridiculous reason why you cried? Mm. Raven, do you remember when...
I know what you're going to say now.
The first time I ever saw Raven cry, and I was literally shocked. So I had, I was performing stand-up comedy. Raven has never seen me do stand-up.
Never.
Never. And I had done it for years, right? But I guess you thought that I was going to be terrible. So I was hosting this huge event, and I was doing a full comedy set, and it had been a long time since I'd done it. And I did okay. And I got off the stage, and Raven walked back, and he had tears streaming down his face.
No, that is not what happened. I did not have tears streaming down my face.
Were you or were you not crying?
No. I had wells full of water. That's right. I had wells full of water. There might have been a single one that dropped. I was very proud of you and proud for you. I didn't think you were going to be that good.
Well, thank you.
You were good.
I mean, Raven.
I was nervous for you. You hadn't done it in a long time. I'm in a room with you all the time. And frankly, you don't. I mean, you have good days and bad days.
Ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last ridiculous reason why you cried?
Okay, I cry a lot. I get touched by a lot of things. But I saw my new puppy eating her food, so vulnerable and so sweet. And I just started crying, thinking, what am I going to do when she's gone? But she's 6 months old, so I've got 16 years to go. So it was crazy, but I just love her.
I do this. So first off, if I watch a dog movie, forget it. I don't even watch dog movies at this point because they all have some sort of sad thing or whatever, and I can't deal with that. But it's the same thing. From time to time, I'll look at my dog and just be like, oh, my God, I love my dog so much. What am I ever going to do when they go? And I'll lose it. Anna knows I won't be to work for at least a week.
I would say on average, once a month, Raven reminds me that when his puppies go, he's not coming to work for a week. His puppies are like 4 years old.
No, they're 6 and 7 now.
Okay.
Time goes too fast.
All right.
See, oh, stop it. Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry. I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Last ridiculous reason why you cried.
Oh, a lot of music makes me cry. The last one that made me cry was Marvin Gaye. The one I forgot the title really. But a lot of music makes me cry now.
Well, I know exactly what song you're talking about, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to hear you cry.
What are you talking about? What song?
Songs make him cry.
Songs. Marvin Gaye songs?
It's not Sexual Healing. I'll just tell you that part.
It's probably not Let's Get It On either.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a great morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last ridiculous reason why you cried?
Oh, so I guess I was having a really bad day, and I went to get some gas, and I went in, gave the guy my money, gave him the pump number, and I poured a little bit on him about my bad day, which I don't normally do. Yeah. And he looked at me, he gave me a face, said thank you, and gave me a lollipop for free. And I went in my car, and I just cried.
Oh.
Oh, because that was a small, kind gesture.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Huh? Gosh, nice, we don't give people lollipops so enough. I feel like you only get lollipops at the dentist, and that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a free lollipop since I got a dentist visit when I was sick.
Right.
So it felt good that somebody cared enough to give me my favorite flavor of Flow Pop.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It is nice. I would have cried, too.
Thank you for sharing.
What was the last ridiculous reason why you cried? 1-800-330-9999.
You know, I don't get too worked up about the times that I cry, Anna. And they are, you know, usually pretty far between. But thinking about it, the last time I threw up, I probably cried. Because when I get man sick, like, it's not enough for me to just be man sick. I'm also, like, emotionally hurt by it. Like, I feel like the world is trying to kill me.
Yes.
I'm talking to God, all those things. You know, when I get man sick, when I'm throwing up, it's snot bubbles and tears.
Ew.
Everything. It's, yeah. I might as well just get in the shower after
that.
It's
disgusting.
There's no real cleaning up after that. I also whimpered a little bit when I drove the lawnmower through the gate.
Yeah, the third time.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you knew your wife wasn't going to let you ride the lawnmower anymore.
Yeah, and it was just expensive. I mean, I heard it break underneath the lawnmower. That was bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last ridiculous reason why you cried?
I cried last week at work because I had this huge meeting, and I just could not get my Zoom camera to work. I mean, I hate it. Wi-Fi, just, you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
Girl, if you haven't worked out the Zoom by now, it's
Raven,
probably never going to
We can't say that. So we have a booster in our studio for our Zoom meetings. I don't know if it's my computer. I don't know what the problem is, but I drop and I freeze every Zoom meeting. And I was actually in a really important one last week. And I said to the woman, I go, would you mind if we're old school and I just called you? And she actually breathed a sigh of relief. She's like, yeah, definitely. And I just picked up the phone and had a conversation with her like it was 1995. It was great.
There's nothing to figure out there, though. I mean, it's not your failure. It's the internet that's let you down. That's all. There's no code to crack or anything like that.
Yeah, but you know what it feels like when you're the one on a Zoom and your stuff is all working properly and that other person is having the issues. You're rolling your eyes, even though you can, like, be sympathetic towards them. Mm. You're still annoyed at that moment.
It all prolongs everything.
Yeah.
You know that I hit a certain time limit on a Zoom meeting and I'm likely to fall asleep.
It's true. I've seen it happen several times. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When was the last time you cried about something silly?
Last night, actually, I had a really long day at work and I was driving home and only thing that was making me feel good about the end of the day was that I had my leftover Mexican food. And everybody knows cheese enchiladas are much better the second day. And when I got home, my husband was asleep and I opened the refrigerator and my food was gone.
Oh.
My enchiladas were gone. And I thought maybe he put them in Tupperware. But then I saw the container in the trash, and I'm not going to lie, I cried.
Yeah.
Like, I was super sad. I wanted that flavor. I was looking forward to that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We said cried over something silly, and everything that you just said there was 100% valid.
That's true.
So we're gonna have to get another phone number for you to call with the genuine complaint department here. This is the silly phone call line. You've reached the wrong place.
Nothing worse than looking forward to leftovers and having them be gone. There is, it is the worst feeling.
Mm-hmm.
No, 100%. You're right.
I'm just going to sit here on the floor and cry. If I throw a big enough tantrum, maybe you'll get me a replacement.
1-800-330-9999. What did your ex do that was just crazy? So there's this story that went viral about a woman that she poured gas into her ex's car. Oh. Then she reaches in with the lighter to set it on fire. She quickly learns about science because when the fumes ignite, was such an impact that the flames surround her, knocks her backwards into another car. And this is the sound it makes when the flame met the fumes. Yep. Real loud. Then there's this guy catches the whole thing on video, and she, from the impact, crawls back to get all her arson supplies.
I love the idea of her crawling back, hair slinged, smoking a little bit, you know? I mean, it's just a great image, really.
So that story was crazy, but like I was just mentioning it to Raven as I was flipping through the news, and he's like, oh yeah, my ex-wife set my car on fire too. I said, what?
You hadn't even told me that part. No, you hadn't even told me that part. So my ex-wife, my first wife, she stole one of my cars for like 2-3 weeks. Now, I mean, obviously we were married, so it's not like, but this one was my car and she disappeared with it. And then I didn't see her or hear from her for like 2 weeks. All right. Just took off, went back to another state, as a matter of fact, with her family. I went up there, got my car back. Within a month or two after that, I had filed for divorce. Okay. This is, you know, ending that kind of thing. And I offered her one of our other cars. We had three cars at the time. Well, she took the one that she knew I didn't want her to have. She took the Mustang convertible, and within 3 days, I found out that it had mysteriously burned up in a lot. Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny.
Yeah. I mean, but you can laugh about it now. Right. It didn't happen to you. So, yeah. So, it happened to me many years ago.
She lit your car on fire because you divorced her.
I mean, just out of spite. I mean, even if you left with the car, I mean, keep the car for yourself. And you know what? I mean, so here's the thing. The day the divorce is finalized, I mean, this is just one of dozens of moments where you're like, yeah, my ex was crazy. The day the divorce was finalized, she asked me out on a date. In the parking lot. Like, are you serious?
The only thing that would have been better is getting like the license plate that says was his on the back of the Mustang.
Oh, yeah. That feels so good when you guys do that, right? So good.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't have crazy ex stories. My husband.
Your husband had a crazy ex. I remember, right? The diner, right? What was that?
I can't tell that story.
You're not going to tell that story?
I can't tell that story.
Come on.
If you ever want to hear that story, I'll put it on a podcast. but we went to college together. Oh, this is so bad. But she would like go into their house and she would just like sit in
into
his
the
room.
Frat house.
Yeah, in the frat house, his fraternity house, and would just sit there and wait for him. It was like she was.
This is after they had broken up.
Oh,
like there was
gosh.
A general understanding that they were no longer together.
Oh, we were already together at that point for months, and then she would do this.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be with a guy that's got a crazy ex like that.
Because you don't know when they're going to jump out of a closet at you with a kitchen knife.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
That's crazy.
Sometimes your exes, they're just nuts. A video went viral of a woman being so mad at her ex-boyfriend that she set his car on fire. And then Raven said that actually his ex-wife did the exact same thing.
Happened to me. She stole one, lit the other one on fire.
Yeah. That's why she's an ex-wife, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did your ex go nuts and you knew they were crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Okay, this is a good one. I had dated this guy on and off for like a year. You know, we really weren't that serious, but he, I guess, felt it more than I did because when I said I didn't want to see him anymore and I found somebody else, he then decided to start looking for houses in the town I lived in. He tried to buy the house legit, like two doors down from my parents' house.
Oh, nice.
My gosh.
Yeah, luckily he didn't have good credit. That didn't happen. And then he also would keep coming into my job and just filling random prescriptions that he didn't need because I was a pharmacy tech at the time.
Wow. That's nuts. Here's the thing about crazy exes. Usually their credit isn't great. You know?
They may or may not have rashes, but their credit isn't good. Right, okay.
Eventually he found a new victim, girlfriend.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Thank God, right.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I'm glad you've moved on. I can hear your baby screaming in the background, so things turned out all right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the story about your crazy ex?
So I guess one of the first times I realized my ex was crazy, she broke up with me and told me she was going on a date with another guy just to make me upset. And so I tried to move on myself, and I had a date over from a dating app, and I wasn't answering my phone, so she actually broke in my – I had two doors. She busted in the first door, then busted in the second door, and tried to attack the person that was actually in my apartment.
Oh, my God. Like, what is the police response time in your neighborhood, buddy?
Right.
Like, you guys better up those tax dollars.
Yeah, it was actually pretty quick.
Yeah, not quick enough.
Yeah, I heard her trying to knock down the door for a little while. Mm-hmm. So immediately, the girl that I was hanging out with, she called the police. So they got there pretty quick. so I was just had to hold her until the police got there, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, man, you're right. That was a good indicator.
That's crazy.
Your ex was crazy.
I never understood, like, when people break up with people for other people, right?
Yeah.
Why do they go after the other person? It's like the person you were dating was right. The one that left you. Like, why are you mad at her?
Sure.
It doesn't make sense.
Sure.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did your ex go crazy?
Well, it wasn't actually my ex. It was me. Back in high school, my boyfriend dumped me for this girl who was in a 1 year ahead of us. And, oh, my God, I spray painted her parents' car.
What?
I thought it was her car, but it's not her car. It was her parents' car, and I spray painted it with all kinds of terrible things. It was so stupid, but I was really pissed.
Oh my gosh! Like I mean, I got news. High school girl. They were all her parents' car. Okay, mm-hmm. And no matter what, you just probably chose the more expensive one. Oh man!
Did they ever find out that it was you?
Oh yeah, they knew it was me, and I ended up having to pay for it. You know, like I had to get a summer job, which really sucked. And so my senior year, you know, I was known as like the crazy girl.
Right.
So like I had a hard
time. Well, you were. Well, you were the crazy girl. So. But.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Oh.
Well, I moved since then, so nobody knows what happened. Except for now.
But I bet you never spray painted another car again after that.
Right. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Dave and Maggie. Maggie, what's going on?
Hi. We're in Orlando for a convention for work, and we ran into a colleague, a friend, and we ended up seeing him like with this woman that he works with, and it made me really uncomfortable because I seemingly, like, they were together a lot. Like, we saw them at the bar. We saw them, like, having dinner together. Like, every time I saw them together, it just kind of made me uncomfortable because he's married. And I know his wife very well. And I told my husband I felt uncomfortable about it. And that I feel like it's maybe something I should tell his wife that, like, it felt off and it felt uncomfortable. And he's like not, I don't know. He doesn't agree with me, basically.
Okay, let me make sure I have this right. You guys all kind of, we were obviously you're all at the same convention. Did you know he was going to that convention?
No, I didn't know. It was a complete surprise that he was there. When we ran into him, I even kind of felt like that energy. Like he was like, oh, hi, like kind of thing. Like when he saw us, do you know what I'm saying? Like that, like, oh. And then we just kind of kept seeing him around, and he was always with that woman.
Okay. And do you have a strong enough relationship with his wife where, like, she's a good friend of yours, or is she like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, Dave, if your wife really feels strongly that this, you know, co-working friendship seems like more than she's saying, why would you have a problem with her telling her friend this?
This is so overblown. The guy is on, it's at a convention, you know, with his coworker. I mean, we've all been to conventions. We've all been with coworkers. This is the only person he knows there. Of course, he's going to have dinner with her and go to the bar with her. It doesn't mean anything. It's you know, you don't cause a problem where there's no problem. You know, you're going to talk to his wife and get something started. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I think that if I saw you spending that much time with a woman, like, or if I, like, knew about it, I would at least, like, question it.
Yeah, but, I mean, Maggie, isn't there a person that, like, let's say Dave was at a convention. Isn't there a female person on the staff that if somebody said, I saw him with this person, it wouldn't make you think at all? I mean, it is quite a big pool to jump into. Right? For you to dip your toe into. You don't casually say, hey, I saw your husband at this conference and he was with this woman. It was uncomfortable. I mean, that seems like an odd conversation for you to call up
I feel like that's something that they have to address. Like, that's why I feel like it's just giving the information is not hurtful.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Maggie, that, like, in your gut, you feel like one of your good friend's husband is having an affair. Like, maybe you should casually mention it to your friend, especially if it's a good friend. But they may see Dave's side too. Speculation causing a lot of problems in a relationship where you don't know any. It just seems like if it's a leap, that's a big leap.
Because they may never talk to you again.
Because I think about it, like, I trust my husband 110%.
Uh-huh.
But if one of my girlfriends came to me and said that, like, all hell would break loose.
It changes things.
Yeah.
It changes things, and it's pure speculation. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dave and Maggie were at a convention in Orlando, and they ran into a friend of theirs, and he was with another woman. Introduced her as a coworker and said they were there on business, just like they were. But Maggie's got this gut feeling that there's more than meets the eye, and she wants to tell his wife because they're good friends.
Yeah, Dave says, no way, no how. You can't do that. First off, you don't know anything. They're just coworkers. Of course, they're at a convention with a ton of strangers. You're going to see them at the restaurant together. You're going to see them at the bar. You're going to see them at the convention itself together. And if they're buddy-buddy, it's because they don't really know anybody else. It's none of your business.
Would you say something? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm on the husband's side. Even if the man, even if he is having an affair, the wife, she will always be the one that brought the bad news to the wife, to her friend.
I agree with you. That's the end of their relationship. One way or the other, you ain't never a friend. Even if you were the friend who told them and it was true, they're going to hate you just like they hate the other person too.
But if I want to play devil's advocate and put yourself in that wife's spot.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Ignorance
you don't want to
is
know?
Bliss. Ignorance is bliss for most people.
I don't know. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Dave and Maggie were at a convention in Orlando, and they ran into a friend of theirs who was with a coworker, a female coworker, one that Maggie thought was getting a little bit too close. So close that in her gut, she feels like he's having an affair and she wants to tell his wife.
Here's the thing about assumptions, man. How many times do we need to see over and over and over again, Anna? They're often not what you think. And she's taking a big leap here. Dave says, stay out of it. Mind your business. You have no idea what's going on.
What do you think? Would you say something? And if it was your friend that you suspected her husband was having an affair? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm actually at his side. To be honest with you, it's none of her business. It's a convention. And at the end of the day, like, a lot of people want to carry business, and they can even handle their own business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody just literally into, a guy cannot talk to a girl because it's a big thing. It's be open-minded. You know, we have to have friends, females and males. And if you can have an open relationship and trust each other, then why be with each other?
That's right. The main point being there, Anna, mind your business.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on his side. She needs to keep this feelings to herself. If she's truly a good friend, she can be there if something does happen within the relationship to support her friend. But there's ups and downs in every relationship. I'm sure she doesn't know all of what goes on between this couple. She needs to just mind her own business.
Thank you.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, Anna. I'm on his side, actually. She didn't see them kissing. She didn't see them having an intimate affair. They were having dinner. They were at a bar. I don't see a problem with that. You know, if they had an intimate moment, even if they were holding hands. So I'm on his side.
Okay, but for the record, if I saw one of my friend's husbands holding hands with another woman, I would definitely tell her.
Thank you for the call. I'm with you, ma'am. Stay out of it. You have no idea what's going on. For all we know, they like those 70s shag carpeting swinger parties where they trade keys and partners, right? We don't know.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dave, our audience agreed with you. Maggie, you can't start something like that just because of a gut. You have to maybe be observant and think about it and keep it in the back of your mind in case something else should happen. But everyone just said you got to just keep your mouth shut right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I guess I just like feel like I wish someone would do that for me.
Hmm. Dave, you must be relieved.
I really don't think we should cause problems where there aren't any. I mean, you know, if there was more than a feeling, if we saw something, you know, concrete, okay, maybe then. But, you know, just to stir a pot for no reason, I agree. I think that this is the best way to do it.
Assumptions can be very dangerous. I will say, Maggie, nothing wrong with you doing a little sleuthing, though, right? So you know, you can mention to your friend that you saw her husband at this convention. I wouldn't say anything else, but see what her reaction is. See what she says. I mean, after all, if you're all friends, why was it such a surprise when you ran into him?
Right.
So
right.
You never know what that comes up with. But I wouldn't discuss this with other friends, and I certainly wouldn't poke that bear yet.
Okay.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Lisa, I really want to give you this money. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay. Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Lisa.
Okay. $1,900 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, Lisa. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Number one, according to a new book about Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey would terrorize people on the set of the show. What's his character's name?
Dr. Derek McDreamy Shepherd.
Number two, the number one most popular name for boys over the last 100 years is James. And for girls, it's Mary. What famous actress that holds the record for the most Oscar and Golden Globe nominations of all time uses an alias, but her real first name is Mary?
Meryl Streep.
Number three, Emmys were last night. The Crown won for Outstanding Drama Series, Ted Lasso for Outstanding Comedy Series, and what show about chess won for Outstanding Limited Series?
The Queen's Gambit.
Number four, the Teletubbies asked Lil Nas X if they can be featured on its next album. Name one Teletubby.
Tinky Winky.
At number five, Elizabeth Olsen wore a custom gown designed by her twin sisters to the Emmys. She was nominated for lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie for WandaVision. What is the name of Mary-Kate and Ashley's luxury clothing line?
Their luxury clothing line. I know it because I have it in my closet.
Time's up, Lisa.
Oh, sorry. That's James, something James.
It's actually their other one, but I would have probably taken that too. Oh, gosh, I wish you had that. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Elisa did great. She might have you. She got 4 out of 5.
Well, let's see how I do.
Number one. According to a new book by Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey would terrorize people on the set of the show. What's his character's name?
Derek Shepherd. He's Dr. Derek Shepherd.
Yes. Number two. The number one most popular name for boys over the last 100 years is James. For girls, it's Mary. What famous actress that holds the record for the most Oscar and Golden Globe nominations of all time uses an alias, but her real first name is Mary?
Most Oscar nominations is Meryl Streep.
Yes, her real name is Mary Louise Streep.
I don't care.
Number three. All right, weirdo. Number three. Emmys were last night. Crown won for Outstanding Drama. Ted Lasso for Outstanding Comedy Series. What was the show about chess that won for Outstanding Limited Series?
Queen's Gambit's got to be.
Yes.
Great show.
Number four, the Teletubbies asked Lil Nas X if they can be featured on his next album. Name one Teletubby.
And they're Dipsy? Tipsy? Tipsy? No, Dipsy.
Dipsy is right.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Sit down. Ah, gosh, never in a million years did I think you would get that. Number five, Elizabeth Olsen wore a custom gown designed by her twin sisters to the Emmys. She was nominated for lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie for WandaVision. What was the name of Mary-Kate and Ashley's luxury clothing line?
The only one. Don't they have a clothing line called The Row?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a long company. They've had that forever.
They have a lifestyle brand called Elizabeth and James, and then they have a more affordable fashion line that's called Olsen Boy and Styleman. But The Row is a luxury one.
That was her? I saw the photo. She looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm sorry, Lisa. He shockingly beat you 5-4 this morning.
Dipsy,
All right, but we will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
My name is Lisa, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. She was upset. Another $100 in there. $2,000 tomorrow,
I can't believe that you knew Dipsy, and I cannot believe you knew The Row.